Sports Radio program.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Well, a good morning. You're listening to KFSK. It's time for our Tradio program this last Friday of March. It's the 29th. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Robin Hagerman. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you bet.
It's gorgeous.
It is. It's just been, it's been a really nice spring.
It has been. It's been, yeah, it's been really, really nice. And it was, you know, a pretty good winter as well. Milder than.
Yes, milder than the last couple of years anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to take your phone calls here. Our phone number is 907-772-3808. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or have an announcement for the community, we'll put you on the radio. And again, if you're outside of Petersburg, you can call in as well. And that is toll-free, 888-772-3808. We'll take caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yes, good morning. This is Diane Marsh. I still have some flower pots sitting out here. If anybody needs some flower pots for either outside or inside, they are free. They're sitting in my driveway at 804 Joa.
Good timing for that. Okay. And various sizes and all that sort of thing?
Yes, they're all different sizes, from little ones to big ones.
Okay. And they and some of them are okay for outside?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yep, yep, and Catherine added to my pile, so there's been some extras added since I advertised it the other day. So there's some extra ones, too. So.
Great.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks, Diane.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Good timing.
It is, you know, because I keep thinking, well, it feels like it's later in the year because it's been sunnier and nicer. So
Yeah. I've been trying to, this is the first time I overwintered some flowers, so I'll see how that goes.
Oh, well, good for you.
Well, we'll see. You know, you don't know. But it does look like it's going to work. They're geraniums.
Oh.
And, you know, I cut them all back, just started adding some water to them, kept them in a cool, dark place, all that sort of thing, did everything you're supposed to.
Well.
But we'll find out.
It sounds like it.
Well,
I don't have a green thumb.
Well, and I was thinking about bringing them out the other day, but then, you know, I'm glad I didn't because we still had a frost just the other morning.
Yeah.
And so it might be a little early on that, but.
Yeah. I'm just not a gardener. I would like to be, and maybe someday when I have less to do.
Mm-hmm. More time.
Yeah, more time. Yeah.
Hey, as far as time, we have today is the last day for you to get some assistance. If you need assistance filing your permanent fund dividend application, the LIO is open until 5 today, and they're down on behind Petersburg Insurance at 11B Joa Street. The LIO has staff down there. They can help you out if you need some assistance. With your application for your permanent fund dividend. The application deadline is midnight or 11:59 on Sunday, 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night. But if you want to have assistance this afternoon at 5 o'clock is the deadline, and you can get support down at the LIO. Also, the LIO just got underway with the operating and mental health budgets in the House Finance Committee. That's underway now, if you'd like to follow along on that. And then the 1:30 in the afternoon, it will continue. The operating and mental health budgets for House Finance this afternoon at 1:30. So if this morning is not convenient for you, you can follow along this afternoon, and we'll see how this is the time of year the state budget really gets happening. And amendments are made, and they're subtracted, they're added, they're subtracted. And so you can follow along and get all kinds of support down at our Legislative Information Office. Great resource. We're lucky to have one here in town. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey. Hey, good morning.
Dogs.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, yep. I know. I just had to open the door. They were going crazy because this is Ashley Lohr calling.
Hi, Ashley.
We're watching Eric Castro's dog, and they seem it's a domino effect. One starts growling and barking, the other one just they get louder and louder.
Oh, yeah.
You must not often have two dogs.
No, we're dog sitting, so we have two in the house.
Well, we have three, and so two of them are deaf, and they can't hardly see, so they've gotten a lot quieter in the years. But now we have a two-year-old, and so she barks, and so then the others, there must be something going on. So, anyway.
It's so funny.
That's hilarious.
It's at least every hour on the hour around the house now. So I'm calling. Good morning. Happy
good morning.
Sunny Friday.
Yeah, you too, Ashley.
I just can't believe this March. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. And, I'm calling because I have some earring classes coming up, and usually people will stop me and ask me, when's the next one? So I figured I could pop on here and just do a little announcement. So my next enamel jewelry class is on April 9th, and that, of course, is at the library from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And registration will be at the online at the library. You just hop on there and find the calendar and click on the event and begin your registration.
And that's PSGLIB?
.org. PSGLIB.com, I believe it is.
.org.
I think it's .org.
It's .org.
Let me see. Yes, it is. It is .org.
Okay.
I see it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have April 9th, and then the next one is going to be, let me just double check what we have. April. There we go. The 30th, the last day of April. So they're both Tuesday nights, same time, 5:30 to 8, and registration on PSGLIB.org.
Okay.
If anyone's interested. So there you go.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ashley.
Guys.
All right, thanks, Ashley.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye.
And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Robin and Tom. It's Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Another teeth-aching, beautiful day. I love it out here.
Quiche baking? Is that what you said?
Teeth aching, it's
oh, teeth aching.
It makes your teeth hurt.
Oh, got it. I thought she said quiche baking.
Oh, no.
Tom's kind of having a rough morning.
Okay.
Just reminding people, no bingo tonight, but we will have bingo next week. Several people have been gone and just can't do it with just Doug and I, so we're not gonna.
Okay.
And then I'd also like to talk about the Pioneers Annual Spring Tea Party. It's Saturday, April 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Holy Cross House. And tickets are available right now at Lee's Clothing. And it's to benefit PHS scholarships for graduating seniors of 2024.
Okay, you got to slow down a little bit there for me. So that is Saturday, April, what's the date?
13.
Okay. From 1 to 3,
mm-hmm.
at the Holy Cross House.
And it's open to the community. It's not just for Pioneers. The Pioneers are hosting it.
Okay. And then is there like a cost for, is it a table or chair or how does that work?
It's $20 per person. And like in my case, there's eight of us that are going to be sitting together, and we are decorating our own table. But if you just want to come, there will be tables decorated for people to join in, kind of family style, you know. There'll be different size tables, card tables, rectangles. I don't know about any circle tables, but anyway, you know, if you don't have a large group you're going to hang with, don't worry about it. Come and meet some new friends.
Sure. And then the table decorating sounds competitive.
No, not really. Just whatever what you want to do with your gang.
Okay.
But nobody's getting a trophy when they leave.
Okay.
Is there any additional cost to decorating your own table, or, you know, setting aside
bring
a table?
Bring your own stuff.
Oh, just bring your own stuff. Okay.
Okay.
And you just hope that you get the table size you want.
Well, when you call, you can also call. I don't see a number on here, but you can call Gail Eastwood, I believe, and she'll probably call in after hearing me talking this morning, and she'll reserve a table for you if you have a group.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's sweets and savories on the groaning table, and so come and fill a plate several times and enjoy visiting, and, you know, it's probably going to be another beautiful sunny day because that's just how we roll around here.
Right. True.
All right. We're going to go with that, Sally, and you know,
yeah,
hold you to that.
Yeah. Tom knows if we're quilting, it's going to be sunny.
That's very true.
Yeah. And then I also to wish Nicole and TJ a happy wedding tonight.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. And that's all I have, except have a wonderful Easter and... You know, I guess there's several egg hunts. The kids are going to have a ball this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you, Sally.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right. There's a couple of deadlines that are coming up here this weekend with March 31st coming. But also importantly, tomorrow is tryouts day for Little League baseball and softball. Tryouts are tomorrow in the high school gym. Players must be registered to participate. Deadline for registration is Sunday, the 31st. And again, tryouts are tomorrow in the high school gym. And you can get more information by contacting 518-1463 or email petersburglittleleague@gmail.com. Again, tomorrow is tryouts for Little League in the high school gym. The property tax assessments have been mailed. If you did not receive one, contact the finance office today. The deadline for your appeal is Sunday. And the assessment and appeal information are on the borough website. You can request it be sent to you. Board of Equalization is meeting on April 15th during the assembly meeting at 6 p.m. to resolve any appeals that are not resolved by the assessor. For more information, contact the finance office at 772-5409. Again, the deadline for your appeal is this Sunday, but today it is a Friday. Borough offices are open. They're not open on Sunday, so take that into account. And then also the Petersburg Community Foundation is seeking art submissions from local artists representing our community and the community foundation. First place winner receives $250, and the contest deadline is Sunday, March 31st. Go to Petersburg Community Foundation online and click on the art contest. I think that may be it, Robin. If you want to get to a rundown.
Sure. Diane Marsh called, and she has assorted flower pots that are free. They're sitting in her driveway, so lots of available sizes. That's 804 Joa Street. Ashley Laura called to announce that she has some earring classes coming up at the library. They'll be on Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 8. The first one is April 9th. That's an enamel jewelry class. And the second one is April 30th. And you can register online by going online to psglib.org. And you click on the events on the library calendar, and you can start the registration process. Sally at the Sun's called. There is no bingo tonight. They'll be back at it next week. She also wanted to talk about the Pioneers, Pioneers Tea fundraiser at the Holy Cross House, Saturday, April 13th from 1 to 3. It's $20 per person. Tickets are available at Lee's. If you want to reserve a table and bring your own stuff to decorate it, if you've got a group of people you're going to do this with, you just need to call Gail Eastwood. We do not have a phone number at this time for that. And reserve a table. And there'll be lots of sweets and savories to snack on. So, sounds like a good time.
Yep. All right. Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you, Robin.
You bet.
All right. 20 minutes after 9, we're going to have a Jet Report coming up for you with Steve. Steve Barry is your host here this morning on Rising Tide. And then it is Friday. We'll have Science Friday coming up for you at 10 o'clock. And hope you have a really good Easter. Have a good weekend. Beautiful weather. And thanks for joining us.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Cedar.
And this is the Movie Marquee. Please join us for the showing of Ordinary Angels, rated PG, March 29th and 30th.
A struggling hairdresser finds a renewed sense of purpose when she meets a widowed father working hard to care for his two daughters. With his youngest critically ill and waiting for a liver transplant, the fierce woman single-handedly rallies an entire community to help.
For the latest movie listings, log on to our website at northernnightstheater.com. Like us on Facebook and The Pilot. Showtimes for this movie are Friday and Saturday at 7. Doors open 30 minutes before the movie.
Next, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, rated PG-13.